Welcome back to Melanin Speaking.
We're getting better.
All
right, here's a brain thinker. Give me three of your favorite Scottish words to say.
I'm trying to think of not explicit since I've been yelled at several times already on this podcast. Let's see. I think it's just the inflections. So like when they say like, no, that's English. Damn. There's so many international students in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
I can't tell the difference, to be honest. Well, that's a lot.
Uh-oh.
Between Scottish and English, I can't tell the difference, to be personal.
Really?
Yeah.
I can always tell. One sounds a lot like posh. You're like, oh, with the tea. And then like Scots are like, oh.
But you know what? Some of the Scots that I've like met, they'll be like, yeah, I'm Scottish, born and raised, blah, blah, blah. But they don't have that like aggression talk all the time.
You just have to get them to say certain words, man.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay. Because I'm like, if you're from Scotland, you're like, I can't even do the impression right now. But like something hard and aggressive and like sounds like mumbling to me. And I'm like, what? But I think some words that I catch myself saying is I. Shat.
Like you shat on yourself?
Yeah, but they use it. I think they use it the same way.
I think it's the same.
And then I can't be arsed.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. I like I can't be bothered. Everybody says that too. Can't be bothered.
They never say that.
Really? Because I've never heard anyone say they can't be arsed, except for you that says arsed.
No, literally.
But she says arsed now. It's no longer ass.
Because
it's
I was like, what does that mean? They like, can't be bothered. But they, oh, you know what?
There
recently,
I know.
Listen, recently I went to a restaurant and the girl asked me what I want and I told her my order and she was like, of course you can. And I was like,
Of course you can?
And I literally looked at the person I was at dinner with and I said, what did she say? He was like, of course you can. I said,
slower. Slower, please.
And I was like, of course you can. I don't know what that means. And I was like, he's saying, of course you can. And I said, why can't you just say
that? Why can't you just say that? Right. Why does it have to be some whole different thing?
Exactly. It's like they pick and choose words and phrases they want to actually pronunciate, while others they're just like, let me just merge this whole sentence into one or two words. And I'm like, who are you summoning? It really does sound like they're summoning someone. Like, I'm scared. The power of Christ compels you. It's like,
my favorite is they always end certain words, and I don't know if this is just a British, like a general British thing, but they'll be like, innit? And I'm like, innit?
In what?
Right. And what? And like, that's all right, isn't it? Is it? is that what you're saying?
Because I'm like, do we do that back home? Like, I know we do. People are like, yeah, we do actually. But it's normal to us. Like, right. Ain't.
You know what? Sorry, this is not in relation to. I just cut you off. I'm so sorry. But yes, ain't. Oh, yeah, ain't. Fixing, I'm finna, or finna,
yeah.
That must be a Scottish. We're gonna blame it on the Scots that came to America on that one. I think no. Probably not.
No, we can't technically blame them.
My favorite is pants. They'd be like trousers, and I'm like, first of all,
you know what?
Right,
because pants are technically underwear.
And but I'm like, how? Because that doesn't make sense. Why do you have pants and then trousers? It's pants and then underwear.
Right.
Because you're under wearing them under your clothes. Like,
these are pants. Okay. That doesn't, yeah. That blew my mind when someone said that. I said, impossible.
No, I don't like it.
Like, what are you wearing?
Still to this day, I'm like, nice pants. And I'm like, right. And then I'm like, oh yeah, fuck. I forgot.
Oh my God. But yeah, Scotland's been fun. Scotland has been something.
It has its
good days, and it definitely has its bad days. Like, I love this face. Like, we say that now, like, because we don't know where we're going right now. We're actually, for me, definitely for this, me being my first time out of the country and first time being out of my parents' house, like, mm-hmm. I'm an actual adult. I'm 27 and an actual adult. Mm. Okay.
How's it feel?
I don't like it. I don't like it. And I look at these kids now and I'm like,
Just you wait.
Just you wait, okay? Like, you're going to be paying stuff, you know? And it makes me think of how, you know, like, you were like, I can't wait till I turn 18, or I can't wait till I do this, this, and this. No,
stay at home.
This is the moment where, you know how they say, if you want to ask your past self or tell your past self something, what would it be? This. This is what
stay
it
at
would
home.
Be.
As long as you can. The world's not going anywhere.
It isn't going anywhere.
Take your time.
Things cost lots of money. And, you know, the job market is just, you know, shit. Depending on what you're going to be, baby.
Shit.
But no, definitely we wanted to talk about today on the podcast is, like, things we wish you knew mm-hmm. before coming to Scotland and to just take our little personal experience.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go first. One of the things I wish, I'll start because I'm looking outside and I'm like, man, the weather. Like, so before coming to Scotland, I think I looked up what Scotland was, but I didn't really, really like do good research. But over here in Scotland, it's mostly rain and gray, cloudy skies. I think the gray, cloudy skies is what's getting me because I didn't know how much that would affect my mood. I guess we're coming from a place where like it's mostly sunny. There's barely any clouds, maybe in a couple of months in a year, but like, the gray skies really make my mood like, oh, I really want to just stay home most of the day, or I really don't want to do anything. But those moments where we get like a day of sun, I'm all of a sudden like fueled up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what can I do today? Like, I'm going to go on a random walk, you know?
Honestly, I feel guilty staying inside when there's sun outside. And you know, also I've noticed like the Scottish people, it just takes a few hours of sun. And then all of a sudden these Scottish people go from like grumpy, whatever, to like be super happy. They'll stop you in the middle of the street, talk to you. And I'm like, what happened? I just saw you 2 hours ago. What happened?
I like asked a Scottish person, I was like, how are y'all not depressed all the time? And they were like, we are. And I was like, oh.
I got that.
So it's normal. I'm not the only one feeling this way. But what drives me crazy though, like these gray, cloudy skies, it's super windy, right? These people be out here in shorts. Shorts, tank tops. And I'm over here in a big jacket talking about, baby, I'm cold.
It's cold.
This slightly breeze of wind, I'm like, ooh. Like, you feel that?
Right.
Honestly. But you know what? In our room, also, this is another thing I wish I knew about before coming to Scotland, is that they don't have AC.
For some reason, like, I've been to Europe and I was like, yeah, they ain't got it. But in my head, I was like, but the UK has to, right? Like, they're a little more American-ish.
No. And like, the winter times, yes, like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I got a heavy duvet.
Sleep with the window,
you know, sleep
crack.
Exactly.
Heater on, sorry.
I don't think I'll put the heater on ever, but, you know, maybe if I get out the shower, I put the heater on, not too high. But now that it's, like, getting warmer, baby.
I'm hot. All the time.
I'm waking up in sweats. And I'm like, okay, let me go buy me a fan. And these fans are expensive. Yeah. And I'm like, that makes sense. You know how you're supposed to buy like summer clothes in the winter and winter clothes in the summer? That's what you need to do before you come over here is buy an AC fan because, baby, it's hot. Yeah. It's hot. But it's weird because still, it's still rainy.
It's
still chilly. But yeah, that's one thing I wish I knew before coming to Scotland. Mm. What's one for you?
The one that just popped up in my head is we're talking about food all the time, right? So if you are preparing to come to Scotland and you're like, oh, I don't have that much space, make some space for some seasonings, make some space for some sauces.
Send yourself a care package.
Send yourself of just, you know,
like
non-perishable seasonings.
And I mean, go to Sam's Club or one of these like big grocery stores before you come over here and just send yourself that because, baby, they don't know what seasoning
is. Literally, all their food has salt, pepper, vinegar.
That's it.
That's British cuisine as the seasoning right
and
there.
And you know what? If you want something like, you know, fancy or some sort of actual season, they have a shit ton of like Indian restaurants for you. But then after a while, I get tired of eating some non-curry. Curry?
Curry everywhere.
Oh, speaking of curry, they love eating
curry.
Chips, cheese, and curry.
Yeah. I have yet to try it. I hear it's really good, but honestly, I'm kind of curried out. So
I'm so curried out. And and chips over here is really fries. Oh, yeah, sorry. You know, I still say fries and they'd be like, you mean chips? You mean chips?
Nah.
Fuck off. You know what I meant.
No, I don't want chips because their chips are fucking thick as fuck. Like steak cut you mean fries.
Wedges?
Right. Wedges. It's all potato. There's no crispiness. No. No.
No.
Collectively, no.
And like, you know, even going to like a fancy, like we went to one fancy Scottish place. Mm. And it was decent.
It was really nice.
But like you still needed to be like, this can, you know, use some obe or, you know, some season of salt, you know, something. Like at this point, I like keep telling my sister, it's like, hey, can you send me this? Or, you know, I bought ranch off of Amazon for steaks.
Mm.
A1, Heinz 57. Mm-hmm. I remember, I don't even know if we've talked about this, but like, I remember go to a restaurant and we order steak. And I asked, I was like, do you guys have A1 or 57? The like waiter just looked at me like, what is that? Mind you, we are not friends with this waiter every time we see him. But now I was like, yeah, I'm just going to buy A1 sauce and like add it to my own. Like, you know how the Cheetah Girl, she has in her
hot purse, sauce.
The hot sauce, that's literally me with A1 and ranch.
At this point, I need some adobo. I was literally every time. I'm glad I found a website where you can get like Latin like spices and stuff. So I mean, luckily, shout out to them for creating that website. But honestly, it's just expensive,
and it makes sense because they know like people who come across country, you know, who have all these seasonings are going to want those seasonings.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. I'm thinking like, come on, UK, you guys colonized the world, and you still didn't colonize your own food with these seasonings.
No, they said on their own terms, you get to pick what comes over here,
right?
And there's like little local shops available for like if you want certain spices as well, but like you said, it's expensive and they're not as accessible. Like, not a lot of them are around in Scotland, and it's just like,
and also it's not, and I think this is kind of dips into like the diversity of Scotland. Like, I think in the US we're so used to seeing a little bit of everything, and then you come to the UK and while it is diverse, you can tell it's primarily focused on this side of the globe. Like, you'll have a lot of African different cuisines, Middle Eastern cuisines, and those are the seasonings you'll get. Whereas you don't see a whole lot of like Latin American anything. And also, mind you, we went to this place, and this hurt my soul a little bit. We went to this place in Edinburgh.
Not Borough. we got yelled at.
Future tips for you guys listening. Bruh.
Okay.
I still whisper it, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Edinburgh.
You're like, what?
What? Edinburgh.
Because we just say it wrong. And they be like, you mean, and they're so quick to like, you know, edit you or check you. They're like, but you knew what I meant.
Right. They're like, you Americans. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. First of all, right. You guys just be adding letters for nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing. You guys don't spell color right. Did you say color?
Literally my professors all the time whenever they say something in America, and they be like, yeah, the grammar, and they'll look at me.
They'll look it right
at me, and I'm just sitting there with my pencil like, can we move on?
But anyway, back to the story. So literally, okay, we went to this restaurant. It was a Mexican restaurant, and you know, it was actually ran by some guys from Mexico. Shout out, cool. But then when I looked at the bill and these small ass tacos, and then the bill came, and I'm like, damn, how?
Yeah.
How? You could get this bitch for like 15, our whole meal, including margaritas and shit, for like $15 in the States. And here it's like 80.
Yeah, it's like triple that. Because like the tiny little tacos are like 7 and higher. You're like, what's in this?
What's right?
Gold?
Right. What kind of meat are you guys getting?
Honestly.
And tortillas are cheap. What is happening?
And like you said, the margaritas, like we are so used to like these giant ones. But their margaritas here is like this tiny little glass. Right. You know, like a cup you get
and
out of your cabinet.
Because it's like, I know you guys are alcoholics as well. So
I know. Man, things I wish I knew before coming to Scotland was like, you're about to pick up a drinking habit.
Oh, more. Period.
Drinking or smoking habit. Like,
if not both. They go hand in hand.
Like, I knew that, like, in certain areas in the country, you know, the younger you are, you can drink mm-hmm. and whatever. But I just didn't know. I don't know. It was shocking to actually see these kids on the street mm-hmm. just drinking drunk. Or, you know, just out there smoking. I mean, talking like grown people mm-hmm. to me. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I'm like, my man, you were 15. Get out my face before I punch you in the face. Like,
right. You're supposed to be home.
You're supposed to be home or be in school.
The sun went down.
Oh my God.
Why are you here?
Where are your parents?
Where are your parents? But that's the other thing though. It's like, it took me a while to realize that the legal age here in Scotland is actually 16. And I'm thinking, who would give me like adulthood at 16?
It's 16.
I don't trust myself. Why is the government doing that?
I'm honestly shocked. And it's just like, sometimes we'll walk, so we're like in the city center that we are mm-hmm. in, and you get these gangs of kids mm-hmm. too. You know, I learned about the gangs also around here. And that's another thing of like, you know, the UK is better at the gun laws mm-hmm. than America. But of course, in a gang, they carry around here knives. And so there's
to watch out if you're walking close to somebody.
You know, shake. And it's funny, it's not funny, but at the same time, I can't help but laugh. Because you got these kids who are in the tracksuits that you'll see, or in their school uniform with their black heavy jackets on.
Their little ties.
And they're riding around on a little bicycle, trying to intimidate, you know, whomever's walking by them.
Oh my God.
And you're just thinking about yourself.
This ain't real.
This is.
And then it cracks me up because you'll read like news articles like teen gang does this. So yeah, it's like a picture of these kids in like school uniforms. And I'm thinking, why y'all scared?
Literally.
Get their parents.
Literally. I'm thinking to myself, if you don't get your, I'm about to knock you over in your little bike if you don't get the fuck out my face. Maybe that's also the American gangster in us. Right. Like, we're used to, like, all this hardcore stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're used to, like, gunshots.
Yeah.
And everything. And then you come here and it's just like, knives? Really? Y'all could run from that.
You can run for that. I don't know if I can run on an incline, though. There's nothing but it. Things I wish I knew before coming to Scotland.
Yes.
What I consider a hill is not a hill here.
Oh! This one gets me every time.
This, like, okay, so their mountains here are called Monrones, right? Mm-hmm. And hills here, which are, like, there's a hill here called the Damiette. Mm. And it's just, I don't know how else to explain it, except it looks like a mountain to me.
Yeah.
And it's something you can go hiking on that people do every day, but, like, mm-hmm. we get corrected so quickly when we're like, yeah, when I go up this hill. And what I mean hill is when we're walking on our side streets.
Right.
Like, I have to walk up a hill mm-hmm. to get to work. Mm. I'm sweaty at the end of
this.
That's
not even a hill. That's literally you walking to the top of this mountain. The
Sterling Mountain. There's nothing but inclines in this country. And I'm just like, don't get me wrong. Your butt, your calf muscles. Gonna look fire.
They activate. I'm losing a lot of cellulite.
Yes.
Which is nice.
You know, I'm losing some weight. I personally can't see, but you know, you get couples for people and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. really?
She is.
Okay. But at the same time, they get so adamant of correcting me, talking about that's not a hill. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so.
Like, how do you define the difference? Because to me, you put them side to side and one's like maybe a centimeter higher and now so that's the mountain. I'm like, I don't understand.
Like, if you're listening, look up the Damiette, which is spelled Dumyat mm-hmm. in Scotland, and then look up Ben Lomond, which is actually what they consider
a mountain.
And the Damiette is a hill. But then I need you to like Google Earth. The city center.
Take notes.
The city center of Stirling. And just, you know, go up some streets. And I want you to see how there's an incline before you can even see the next building. Because it's a hill.
It's a big ass.
So things I wish I knew that I need to be better at walking.
I need to start getting some better shoes. Break in your shoes before you get here. Have a massage ball.
Oh, I just bought one. It's really nice.
Yeah. Let's get something.
You got some compression socks.
Compression socks.
I do need to find some of those. Yeah. But yeah.
Those are nice.
But again, it's a nice workout. This is also, you'll never have to really do a Stairmaster.
Oh,
in
no.
the gym ever.
Honestly, all the people that do Stairmasters, try this hill. You're still going to cry.
Oh my god,
it's awful.
What's in that? Oh, another thing I wish I knew. So the thing is, for me, whenever I move to anywhere, I like look up what's the diversity rate, because what am I getting myself into? Like, who's around? What am I gonna see? But one thing I did find very interesting, especially in my program that I am at University of Sterling, is the amount of international students that came. Like, my course itself has such a variety of like people from Asia, North and South, East, West, whatever, and a lot of like Africans as well. Now here's a dumb moment for me. You know, I forget how big Africa really is. So like I forget how big Africa really is. So like I've met a lot of Nigerians, which I get
a lot of Nigerian.
I get mistaken as a Nigerian before I open my mouth, and they're like, wait a minute. Like, I've had maybe, let's see, 3 or 4
a week.
But I've had 3 or 4 people, and not even just you know, the white Europeans, but I've had Nigerians themselves to come up to me and be like, are you Nigerian? And then when I open my mouth, they're like, their face turns like, oh shit. Oh, like, no, because I don't have that like beautiful accent of theirs, but whatever. But I've been told that like I look like some sort of tribe or whatnot. I mean, I still need to do a 23andMe.
Time to find out,
you know. Like,
so then they'd be asking you, you'd be like, actually, I'm this, this, and this.
Be like the people where like, I'm 23% Nigeria, I'm 15% Botswana, like,
right.
But I was really shocked at the amount of like different diverse students I was going to be in my program, because I didn't know what to expect except just seeing a bunch of like white people, to be honest. But it made sense once you like actually talk to them. A lot of them did what we did and was just trying to get out of their country because their country was economically bad and stuff like that. A lot of them, you know, to get a better education, you know, they also thought the job market as well in Scotland was going to help them thrive and whatnot. But I don't know, I was excited and also like shocked. And it also made me think, I was like, I really need to learn a different language. So, like, it made me want to, because I've met a lot like Arab people, Italians, like we said, Nigerians, even people from India, Pakistan, like all over. And I'm like, sometimes I'll hear them in their little groups and they're like speaking their native tongue, and I'm like, oh, I wish I can also interact with you as well, instead of just English. The universal English, like some, and I'm also shocked that some of them are like, oh, I love English. And I'm saying to myself, really? I love your language. But I can understand that, like,
that same thing.
Yeah. You get tired of it. So the goal for myself, well, right now, the two languages that are a goal for myself is learning Italian and Arab, because I have more Italian friends.
Yeah. Who,
free, like a free class. And we have our friend.
And Arabic really does sound pretty.
Like, it sounds so pretty once you learn it.
Yeah. And like, I think, I mean, obviously it depends like which dialect you use. But our friend who's from Jordan, every time, you know, she teaches a word. And just the way she says it, I'm like, ooh.
Like a term in of endearment is, Habibi. Hey, baby.
Like, Habibi, and like, you.
it just makes your day when you hear her say it, and you're just like, oh my god, that's so pretty. So cute. We definitely bother her and be like, hey, can you, what's the word of the day?
I already forgot all of them.
No, yeet. There's that's not there one. Was no yeet. There's that.
Oh, what was it?
Yala that means, you know, let's go, let's do it.
Yala. I'm sorry.
American
ruining. Is that where they got YOLO from? Nah, it's only only live once. But YOLO, YALA, let's go. You only live
YALA.
Once. You know what I'm saying?
Anyways.
No? Okay. I tried it. Dots were not connected.
I feel like we will have to go way, way back to be like, where's this come from? I can't even think of another one.
What was the hungry one?
It was like Joanna.
Joanna?
That was starving or hungry, wasn't it?
Was it Joanna?
I feel like I'm making up something. Maybe.
Anyway.
But the universal.
Drop in the comments now.
Right. The universal of Assalamualaikum or. Assalamualaikum. No. Am I right?
Honestly, my brain's not fully working right now. So, yes. I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyways.
All right. So switch it to Italian. Let's go.
Oh, Bella Ciao.
Really?
Bella Ciao. So we say Bella Ciao because like the group that we're in always sings that song. What's the word? All of our Italian friends who's listening would be like, the amount of times y'all sing this.
Right.
That's all the Italian I know. Oh, grazie. Instead of saying
grazie.
Yeah. Which is really closest to Spanish, yeah. Gracias, but yeah. It's grazie.
Grazie. Oh, yeah, it'll be fun. Italy's going to be a good time, man. Mm. Buongiorno, principessa. That's all I know. That means good morning, princess. You guys can take that, I love it. But yeah, I think one thing I'm curious about is because I know we always have these talks about like, you know, fitting in or getting to a new place and finding your people. And this isn't my first time around, but I'm curious because it is your first time, one, moving out of your house, moving out of the city you stayed the longest, moving away from family, and you're coming over here. And I know I remember you talking about diversity, looking it up, and you were getting nervous because it was like 99% white. Mm. Not maybe not that high, like 93%.
They don't white. Like, they're European.
Sorry, European white. And so I'm curious, like, you know, you're talking about how there's a large population of Africans, and do you feel like they are your people? Do you feel a little bit more comfort knowing that there's a group that you can semi-relate to, or how has that been?
I can't necessarily say that they are my people, because then that's a whole culture that I'm not too versatile in, you know, just having conversations or, just talking about certain things. Yeah, we have similarities in like our skin color and our hair texture and how people may look at us outside. Mm-hmm. But when you actually talk about like the culture within and the things that they do, the way that they go about addressing one another, or like even their food itself as well. Like, you know, I've had a friend who has cooked for me, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I love spicy food, but then no, that's a whole different kind of spice. So that was very different. But like at the same time, I think I've came over to this country knowing that it was going to be different, and I didn't know exactly what I was going to expect. There's many of days where I'm just like, well, is this a good choice? Should I just stay content to where I was? But I knew I wouldn't have been super happy with that. But most of the time, I just try to, like, break out of my comfort zone. I just try to, sounds bad to, like, fit in. Only just to adjust to see if this is for me or for not for me. You know what I'm saying? It's more of, like, a trial and error a lot of times. And I will say that I have been grateful at the experience that I have come across, especially joining the societies. And then the group work that I do have in my courses has allowed me to get to know the different international students in my courses. But at the same time, I feel like it's a lot because we've only been over here a short amount of time, but yet everything feels like it's being pushed super, super fast onto you.
Yeah.
And I guess that also comes with the adulthood and learning that, hey, you have to, there's bills for you to pay, as well as, you know, you gotta get through this world somehow. I don't know. I would say,
I mean, it doesn't help that our program is only a year. So it really does.
Yeah.
Put you on a train going like 180 miles an hour. Like it's
quick. And at the same time, I'm wanting to explore this new area as well. So like I'm trying to make sure that I didn't pay all this money to get over here is for nothing. But at the same time, I want to see the world. You know, I'm willing to like take spontaneous trips. I would say that I don't mind talking to people, but at the same time, you know, it gets to the moment where there's just too many people and I'm like, I don't want to.
They're like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't want to be around people. I'd rather people watch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm big at people watching, as well as just like the stores around here. If let me see. finding things to do in my area as well can be tedious because we're not over here with cars, but their public transportation is good. However, it doesn't go everywhere, you know, and then that piles on with bills as well. And then finding individuals to go with or deciding, you know, whether or not that this area that you just randomly went to is like a good area, a safe area for you. So I think it's just, it's a lot to take in. It's definitely out of my comfort zone. But at the same time, I feel like it's a good thing because I'm going to continue. There are going to be things out there that I'm not going to know. But in order for me to know is I'm just going to have to just do it or just go for it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that pretty much sums up, I mean, kind of how you kind of, I don't know, like, I guess living with you and watching you and kind of seeing you go through the process of like a new country. It's good that you found the positive side, because I feel like that a lot of Americans that I've met throughout, like any time I've moved, they get stuck. They don't find things that they found for comfort back home in the places that they're moving. And they're trying to make every place that they move back into what they were used to, and when they can't find that, they just kind of shut down. Like, they don't, they just are ready to go back, you know. And I think that's I don't know, that's like a characteristic that's not common in people, to be able to move to a new place, to be around a bunch of things that are uncomfortable, and just to kind of make your way through it and just find the beauty in it.
Because so like you really said, good. Like, I know we talked about like the food situation and whatnot, but I think what helps for me is that my, one of my goals is not to go back home. I mean, of course I'm going to go back home to like see family or if, like, you know, my friend's going to get married, but I would rather for them to also experience the opportunity to be an outside of America as well, because I've also learned that, like, I, and this is again my experience where I feel like I've been sheltered in America, where I personally did not know a lot about what's going on outside of America. And that, that for me is another thing of like, I'm also learning to be politically correct about a lot of things, learning how things work system-wise, economically-wise, all that. And that's just another thing that's, I've learned moving outside of this country. But yeah, I've also, I think because my goal is not going back to America, kind of helped me try to like find my fitting or find my way through wherever I am. Because, I don't know, I'm trying to learn gratitude or how to practice gratitude. And I'm still working on it, but a lot of the times it's like, I gotta be thankful, like, I have this opportunity to do that. And you gotta think that there are others who would want to be in my shoes. But can't, because like you said, they're stuck. And so I would like for me to like pave the way for those who can, especially my family. Because I've talked to my mom and even my friends, and they're like, oh, I really want to come visit you, blah, 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 but I can't right now because of X, Y, and Z. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, how I got over here, I made it happen, even though probably made me broke, the amount of loans I took, you know, I did everything I could to get over here, because I knew if I stayed in America any longer, I probably wouldn't have still had this opportunity, you know? So I'm very grateful that that's happened. And I think my goals and motivation in life is helping a little bit with me getting through all these new adventures, I think. And also, you know, just moving with a familiar face as well, because I don't know where I would be if I just moved randomly by myself. Like, would I be indoors the whole time?
No.
I mean, but at the same time, would I be in these societies, or would I don't know. Because I don't think I'm the kind of person sometimes just to go up to a person and say, hey, I'm not. At least I say so, but someone cannot say otherwise. But, like, I just don't think so. So how else would I have met people besides if I'm forced into, like, group projects or group situations?
Which I think is so funny, because I feel like between the two of us, you're very outgoing. And I think a lot of that comes in from, like, you doing all this marketing stuff and you just getting comfortable with just portraying whatever it is you need to do. But then also, I always remember that even though I feel like we just look different to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of us getting forced into talking with people is people find us interesting to mm-hmm. look at. Like, that sounds super shitty, but I think at the end of the day, that's kind of what it is. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even if they just hear us talk, people get drawn in, right? And I think it's just like the kind of energy that we put out.
Mm-hmm.
God, that sounds really fucking like not humble.
Or like this rare antique thing that you find in a store and they're very curious about it. And you're yeah. like, oh, I need to know more or yeah. something. Yeah,
and I don't know if it's just because we're American and we're both women of color and they're mm-hmm. used to seeing a lot of Americans that are white because mm-hmm. there's a lot of white Americans here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that does play a big part because then I think like if we were in the States and then I saw like British people like, yeah, he cool. But then if I saw, you know, British people of color, mm-hmm. then I would be
you
would like,
have been fascinated as well. Yeah, vice versa.
Yeah, so I think that does play a big part in this. And also, I feel like you're just super outgoing anyway.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, even the people on this podcast, I feel like, would say, yeah.
Okay. I feel like sometimes it just feels like it really just depends on my mood. I'm such a absolutely. Mood swinger. Oh, my God. I'm learning that also about myself. I mean, I knew I had mood swings, but damn, I'm having more mood swings lately. Mm. But at the same time,
the weather.
Honestly. But, like, me going up to people is usually because a personal gain. Like you said, the marketing.
How you can get out of what, yeah. what you can get out of them.
What if I can get out of. But, like, I don't know. I guess I can be outgoing. I know I can, but then a lot of times I just rather people watch.
Yeah.
I just rather people watch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel I'm very happy that I have this opportunity. Mm-hmm. I've learned that Scotland is not going to be my retirement home. That's just mm-hmm. something I've learned. But now I'm closer to all these other parts of the world where, you know, flight tickets are less than £100.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't happen if I was still in America.
Honestly.
You know, because
accessibility of travel.
Accessibility. That's, I wish I knew one. Before I came over here because I'm like, ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even thinking about getting a bike.
What?
Listen, my honestly, y'all, though. When y'all see me, pow,
bam, bam, bam. Ah.
Stealing all your hoes. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I
it's
won't.
The fact that you assume they got hoes.
Who yeah, does it?
Yeah. Who does it?
That's one. That's universal, all right? Hoes. And on that, I'm
on
kidding.
That note, on that note.
But no, I think overall, I think I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm learning about myself, whether it's good or bad.
I love it. I love it. And I think it's, so I think overall this experience, I'm learning how to be more aware of people that I live with, like especially living with you.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time I moved, it was either with my parents. So I never had to really deal with any like adult stuff, but mm-hmm. the most recent one to Germany, after a while, I just had to look out for me, mm-hmm. right? So I didn't really have to think too much about, you know, the other person or what they're going through, how they could be handling this. So it's definitely making me not only self-aware, but aware of my surroundings mm-hmm. and the people around me, which is definitely a trait that I've realized that I need to work on just because, you know, being an only child, there's not a whole lot you have to think about besides yourself.
Besides yourself.
I mean, it sounds so shitty, though.
But it is that only child syndrome.
It is. It is. It really is. And it's, you know, honestly, would I have it any other way? Probably not.
Now that you're
I hear the horror stories and nah, it's okay. I'm glad I grew up. My siblings were my dogs and my animals.
Mm.
And that's cool because, you know, we still fought.
Yikes.
I'd be like, that's my cheeseburger.
That's animals,
and, you know,
abuse.
My mom would be like, no, that's his. Anyway.
Are we talking about the rubber cheeseburgers?
No, we're talking about like McDonald's.
Okay. I just imagine you fighting with a rubber cheese.
Shout out to Max. Max loved bread. If he could get his hands on it, it was game over. He'd destroy anybody.
My kind of dog.
Right. But no, I think that's one of the biggest things. And coming to Scotland and just, you know, honestly, I had already been aware of a lot of like social campaigns and stuff. But coming here and getting active, especially in like movements with like environment and human rights and social rights, like even in a country that's semi, you know, more socialized than the US, it really does show you that these problems aren't just us problems, individual problems.
It's around the world. Yeah, that definitely I've learned.
Everybody. And that's, yeah. I mean, it's comforting, but also scary to learn that. But definitely, like, take that fucking jump. Like, if you want to move, don't be like, yeah, I want to move, da 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 da. Like, put it into steps. Start working towards it. Put a little money. Put 200, I was about to say pounds.
Look at us.
Look at us. You're adjusting. Put $200, pounds, euro, yen, whatever the, you know, whatever you use. 200 aside. And just start slowly working up towards that goal. Because, I mean, really, it's worth it. Even if it's difficult and it's just uncomfortable and you're going to be sad. Just be sad. But then at the end of the day.
It's a happy sad.
It is. It's a happy sad. It's like a fulfilling kind of sad. Because at the end of the day, like, you're going to enjoy it regardless. If you just let yourself live it and be in it.
What a good one. What a good one.
What a good one.
Honestly, though. But, like, yeah. I mean, if you need help or just are thinking about going anywhere, like, let us know. We can definitely help. We can help you the best to our ability of what we've experienced, what we've learned throughout that time, and try to help you as much as we can. Like, this, I think this is something that everybody needs to do. Don't stay content in one area.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like you're not seeing the world. But definitely check out all of our locations that we've been on so far. We definitely posted a lot of pictures on our social media, or at least even our personal one as well, and just see what we're seeing, like, personally. It's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it really is.
Start planning your trip and we can help you. We'll send some locations. So a couple hills and mountains for you.
And maybe give you some shoe recommendations, because you're gonna need it. But yes, please follow us at all of our social media accounts and Melanin Speaking Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, you can do it in the comments or email us at melaninspeaking4@gmail.com.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. What's their, like, bye? Maybe they, all right. They'll say, all right. They'll say, all right.
All right?
All right. All right. All right.
I thought that's when they ask you. Yay.
Yay. And we're done. Ciao.